Somewhere deep inside your mind, there's a place where dreams live. And now those dreams have the chance to come to life because USAA Life Insurance is sponsoring the Live Your Dreams sweepstakes where you could win $50,000. That's $50,000 to let those dreams out of your head and into your hands. Enter for a chance to win and view official rules at www.usaa.com/lifesweeps or call 1-800-531-LIFE.
No purchase necessary. USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas, and in New York by USAA Life Insurance Company of New York, Highland Falls, New York.
We had a lot of self-inflicted wounds. Those are tough to overcome, you know, and we didn't make the most of our opportunities, I thought, early in the game. We showed a lot of resilience there at the end, but it was too little too late for us.
All right, welcome in to Locked On Broncos podcast. I'm your host of the show. My name is Adam Kinney. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Kinney Radio or the show account at Locked On Broncos. And big thanks to Robert Land of the Locked On Texans podcast for our last show. He gave us a great preview inside the Houston Texans and how they feel about Gary Kubiak and company. So you could find that at the Locked On Broncos channel, either on iTunes or on audioboom.com. And make sure you listen to the Locked On Texans podcast as well on the Locked On Sports Podcast Network, the fastest growing sports audio network in the world right now is the Locked On Podcast Network. So pretty proud of the stuff that we're accomplishing here in a short time and all the different shows that we have to offer. But this is your game preview of the Broncos and Texans on Monday Night Football for Week 7 of the NFL season. And we're going to get you everything you need to know. The practice report, we'll talk about some matchups to watch up for, and then behind the numbers and keys to victory as well. But first, I want to mention that the Locked On Broncos podcast, this episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast, is brought to you by our friends over at SeatGeek. We're well into the NFL season, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the football games that you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get guaranteed seats that you want for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I could be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any games this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because SeatGeek price compares for you. By searching multiple ticket sites, prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. So if you're looking to find your way into the building for this matchup between Brock Osweiler and the Houston Texans and visiting the Denver Broncos, this is what you have to do. You can get $20 off. Best of all, that's what my listeners get. They get a $20 off rebate for their first SeatGeek purchase. All you have to do is download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code. Enter my promo code, which is LO Broncos for Locked On Broncos, LO Broncos. SeatGeek's going to send you the $20, and after you made your first ticket purchase, that's how you get the rebate. It's easy as that. So download the SeatGeek app and enter your promo code LO Broncos today. All right, jumping into this Week 7 preview between the Broncos and Texans on Monday Night Football. We'll start with the injury report and kind of update you on that. We now know where everybody stands and who's going to go and who's not for this primetime matchup at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. We'll start with the Broncos side of things. It looks like Cody Latimer is listed as questionable, so he may not be a factor in. And although people may think that's not a very big deal, he has factored in on special teams. He plays second fiddle to Kayvon Webster as the special teams leader of this team, but he's certainly capable at times, especially being a gunner both for kick coverage and punt coverage as well. But Cody Latimer doesn't look like he's going to go. He's limited with a concussion. He did return to practice on Saturday, but he was limited all week with a concussion, and he didn't practice Thursday or Friday. So he's listed as questionable for this one. And here's a big one. It's Russell Okung, who's also listed as questionable with the same injury, a concussion. Didn't practice on Thursday, limited both Friday and Saturday. So maybe look a little bit more promising for Okung, but that's going to be a big, big shot against the offensive line. And if he can't go, it's definitely going to be a mixed bag of what the Broncos are going to have to do. You know, maybe move Schofield out to left tackle. Some Brylo comes back in to start a right tackle. It could be disastrous for the Broncos. So that's something to watch out for, certainly. DeMarcus Ware, although he did say he was kind of circling this game in his mind to make his return to the team with that forearm injury, but he didn't practice all week, and he's listed as out for the game. Everybody else was a full go, basically. T.J. Ward with an ankle injury. He was limited on Thursday, but practiced full Friday and Saturday. He should be good to go. Shiloh KO, Emmanuel Sanders, Trevor Siemian, Justin Simmons, Kayvon Webster, and Billy Wynn all good to go in this one. So the Broncos looking relatively healthy now, aside from some key injuries both on the offensive and defensive fronts, which could play a big part. We'll flip over to the Texan side of things. Quinton Demps, the safety, he's out for the game. Jonathan Grimes, a running back, third stringer, he's going to be out for this one with an ankle injury. Kevin Johnson, the cornerback. So some injuries in the secondary here for the Texans. He's out with a foot injury. And then Brian Peters is also out with a quadriceps injury. And also, you know, have to note the big one, which is J.J. Watt, who is out for the season, which everybody is would probably be excited in this primetime matchup to see, but he's been out for the last couple weeks and he's done for the year. So that's how the Texans look on the defensive side of things. But I will mention Jadeveon Clowney was limited all week with a wrist injury, and he's been kind of coming into his own over the last couple of weeks. Will Fuller was limited but returned to practice fully on Saturday. Fully, get it? sorry, that was a bad joke. But Will Fuller, he's full go on Saturday, probably be good to go on this one. DeAndre Hopkins was also good to go, but hasn't really been able to get on the full same page as Brock Osweiler. It seems past the first couple weeks of the season, they've had some chemistry issues, but he should be good to go, and he'll be giving the Broncos secondary as much as he possibly can as one of the elite wide receivers in this league. Everybody else for the Texans is a full participant and good to go. Kind of just going through the week a little bit, you know, we heard the murmurs about Brandon Marshall came out with the quote how they want to kill Brock Osweiler, and then Osweiler, he kind of played it down and made a joke and said, sounds like they miss me over there, which, yeah, I mean, that was made in jest, so that's not really a true comment from Brock Osweiler. So, you know, some tensions are stirring a little bit throughout the week, but some things to note, Gary Kubiak coming back and being in the mix of things for the long week of preparation for the Broncos, and that should pay dividends. And Kubiak mentioned this week as well, just in the recovery of Trevor Siemian, what that's going to mean for him. He got to take a step back and watch the game at home because he wasn't with the team for that Thursday night game when Joe DeCamillis was the interim head coach, and he noticed just from his couch, not even film study, that Trevor didn't look right. It looked like a quarterback that was flustered at times because he was nurturing something. And throughout the course of this week, through their preparations, Kubiak said again and again that it looks like Simeon's really getting comfortable out there, and he's not really favoring anything because of that left shoulder injury. So he's becoming more of himself, and he looks like himself, which should really help this Broncos offense. Let's get you some matchups to watch out for. The obvious one we're going to start with is the Broncos defense and Aqib Talib versus DeAndre Hopkins. We saw what they did against Julio Jones, an elite wide receiver in this league, and they were able to shut him down and contain him to only two catches, but, you know, the Falcons still got the best of the Broncos in that matchup. So even if you shut down one of their top weapons, can they still burn you? Although it is a little different because the Falcons have the top ranked offense in the National Football League and the Texans are pretty much at the bottom at every category. So you really can't compare those things the same. You got to talk about the Broncos defensive line, defensive front against Brock Osweiler. They know how to beat Brock because they saw how he got beat last year. Look at that game against the Oakland Raiders and Khalil Mack, when he got to Brock Osweiler four times by the big part of thanks of Michael Schofield. But when he's flustered, he doesn't know what to do with football. His decision-making gets very, very poor, and then you can force some turnovers. So I think that's the way the Broncos are going to try and key into beating Brock Osweiler. On the other side of things, a matchup to watch out for is just the running games in general, because I've been banging this drum for weeks about the Broncos, how they need to figure some things out on the ground and get some things going, and they just certainly haven't been able to do that. And I think that these teams are so evenly matched, this will kind of bleed into our behind the numbers segment of our preview show here, but offensively speaking, these teams are very, very similar. They're built in similar fashions. They're at the bottom tier of offensive rankings in pretty much every category. Broncos are 28th in net yards per game. Texans are 27th. Broncos are 27th in yards per play. Texans are 28th in the NFL. Points per game, this is where the Broncos have the edge, but a lot of that has to do with their scoring defense, but 16th in the league at 23.3 points per game compared to 18 points a game for the Texans, which is 30th in the NFL. rushing yards a game. The Broncos are 19th in the league, while the Texans have a little bit of an edge there with Lamar Miller at 10th. And then passing yards per game, Broncos are 27th in the NFL, and then 30th in the NFL are what the Texans rank at. So, I mean, it could certainly come down to, especially with the way that their defenses are constructed, where you have the first and second ranked net passing yards per game defenses in the NFL playing this game, respectively to the Broncos and the Texans. So there's not going to be a lot there to be had in the passing game. So this very well may come down to the running game, which the Broncos defense ranks 22nd in the NFL in rushing yards per game, while the Texans rank 29th. So that should be a huge opportunity for the Broncos to try and take advantage of. But if it becomes down to the running game and the running backs, the Texans are the more proficient running football team, and I think that that's the biggest key to victory for the Broncos, is win the battle in the trenches on both sides of things. That could be said for pretty much any NFL game, but it means so much more here, because it might just be a wash between the Broncos passing offense and the Texans pass defense, and vice versa for the Texans passing offense and the Broncos pass defense. So it's going to come down to who's going to control the football on the ground, and who's going to eat up more chunks of yardage in bunches, and who dominates time of possession. And that's who's going to win this game. That's really the only key to victory that I have for you. I'll give you a couple others, but the Broncos have to figure something out. And I said it on an episode a couple of shows ago that Devontae Booker needs to be more involved. He's the second leading rusher on the team, 161 yards on the season. That surpasses Alfred Blue, the second leading rusher for the Texans. I'll just give you the totals. 330 rushing yards on the season for C.J. Anderson, while Lamar Miller has 520 yards. I mean, so a much higher rate there just from the starting running backs. And then Devontae Booker has 161 yards on the ground this year to Alfred Blue's 98. Brock Osweiler, the third leading rusher for the Texans at 34 yards. But the Broncos got to win the battle in the trenches, and they got to win the running game. Another key to victory I'll give you is create some turnovers. Make Brock uncomfortable. Don't make him want to come back to Denver. He left the Broncos for a reason, and this crowd is going to be loud and letting him know that he made a mistake. And I think Von Miller is going to be looking his chops all game long. So if he's going to be able to get to Brock Osweiler, then the Broncos should be able to win the turnover battle and ultimately win the football game. And the third and final key to victory I have for you here is going to go with the Broncos offensive line. You got to figure something out with Russell Okung. If he's not going to go in this one, how are you going to patchwork for this thing and be able to give Trevor Siemian enough time to throw the football and not force him into mistakes too, because he's prone to it just as much as Osweiler is as a second year quarterback in this league. He's going to have to force some throws and not have time to throw the football. You saw with Paxton Lynch in the game against the Falcons where, you know, he just got banged around and his decision-making wasn't there, and he isn't as comfortable in the pocket as Trevor Siemian is, but even still, you need to be able to put something together. So how is Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison going to scheme this offensive line into being able to just come up with a plan to protect Trevor Siemian? And that's going to deal in a large part to, once again, it all comes back to the running game. That's what the Broncos are going to have to do. All right, here comes the time where I give my final prediction, and I think this game could really go either way, because I see both teams are at 4-2 on the season. The Broncos were so dominant in their first 4 weeks when they got to that 4-0 record, and that was a large part of the defense. And, you know, I've kind of said over the last couple of weeks that the defense has been exposed, quote-unquote, but that's not necessarily fair. It's just they've given up scores early on, and they haven't been able to recover. The offense has just been so stagnant, it just goes hand-in-hand. The defense isn't winning games for the team anymore, and the offense has to step it up. But with a very high-caliber team coming in like the Texans, or defense coming in, I should say, you know, it's hard to say that these offensive woes are going to magically cure themselves. So they may kind of have to patchwork their thing together here, and it may come down to a big defensive play on a Brock Osweiler interception or Lamar Miller fumble. I think it's going to come down to turnovers, and the Broncos are going to have to, it's going to be another close score in this one. You know, the Texans aren't going to run away with things. It's not like they're playing the Falcons, or even the Chargers for that matter, who rank among the top leaders in offensive output all season long. So this should be a good game against two teams that are constructed kind of the same way. I think that the extra rest and preparation that the Broncos are going to get because of playing in that Thursday night football game, and then getting Gary Kubiak back and getting Trevor Siemian healthier are going to play a big part in this one. I think that that's when it's going to ultimately put the Broncos back on top. But I think they win a close one. 20-16 is my final score prediction between the Broncos and the Texans. But neither quarterback really shines against that opposing defense. But I think that the Broncos figure out something in the running game to make things work between C.J. Anderson and Devontae Booker to put in the W and improve their record to 5-2 on the season. That's going to do us here for the Locked On Broncos podcast, the preview edition between the Broncos and the Houston Texans. Make sure you're subscribing and liking us on iTunes and audioboom.com. Thanks to all the listeners and the support out there. Tweet us during the game at Locked On Broncos or at Adam Kinney Radio. We'll see you next time on the Locked On Broncos podcast.